A few hundred students are back on the Texas Tech campus this week for the first time since March. The second summer session is kind of a trial run.
It's going to give us a chance to test some of the policies and practices we will be implementing in the fall.
University President Lawrence Skuvenek says the school is still figuring out what the college experience looks like during a pandemic. In March, around spring break when COVID-19 hit Lubbock, the campus shut down and switched all classes to online formats for the second half of the semester. About two-thirds of fall courses will be face-to-face or a hybrid format.
Which might mean, say, a Tuesday, Thursday class. One day you're in the classroom, the other day you're taking the lecture online.
Students, staff, and faculty are required to wear a face mask while on campus in communal spaces where social distancing isn't possible. The university announced the mask mandate in June before a statewide order went into effect.
As I talk to students, most of them understand the need to make changes in our lifestyle right now.
Other precautions include reduced classroom capacity and more hand sanitizer stations throughout campus. Some more specific details, like having one-way entrances and exits, will be hammered out soon.
Our policies are fairly well-defined at this point, but we have been in discussions of what would we do if the number of cases became so large that we had to modify our plans.
Sarah Carter graduated this spring and will start in a graduate program at Texas Tech this fall. Her senior year didn't end how she expected it to, so she's looking forward to another chance. Right now, two of Carter's fall classes are online and two are in person. She hopes it stays that way.
For me, I'm going to be there and I'm going to be paying for it to be there. So I just learned better with in-person teaching. I'd rather, a professor go through the material with me and also just have a relationship with my professor.
Senior management major Zach Lowe has four classes left to graduate. Three will be online and one will be a hybrid format. Lowe's taken an online course every semester of college and likes them.
I find myself more accountable for the information when I do take online classes, just because if I don't learn it, I'm not going to learn it and I'm not going to be able to pass the course.
Skuvenek says college is more than what you learn in class. It's the connections you make with mentors and peers. Not returning for at least some in-person interactions seems unfair.
Because that denies the students the full benefit of the collegiate experience. And I've heard that from many, many parents and many, many students, that they come to Tech in part because of its culture, and that culture is based on personal interaction.
Which on-campus student activities return is still up in the air. State rules capping gatherings at 10 people is limiting for social and professional groups. And fall sports are still in question. But those are just the activities the university has some control over. Lowe, the senior Texas Tech student who's a Lubbock local, is a little nervous about the influx of students coming back in a few weeks.
My initial gut reaction is kind of just like, this is going to be absolutely terrible.
Some of his friends had to be tested for COVID-19 after bar hopping in Lubbock. An uptick of diagnoses in June was traced back to an outbreak of people between 18 to 25 who were going to bars and socializing. Texas Governor Greg Abbott closed bars again with no reopening date, but Lowe still thinks a repeat of the spring semester could happen.
I just see it all kind of circling back to what has already happened with a shutdown and completely online base. I do not think it's going to go well at all.
President Skuvenek is more optimistic.
I don't think it'd be well received if I drive around and go into the bars and tell them to get out of there. I don't intend to do that.
He thinks students want to be on campus and will do what it takes to make it happen. The cluster of cases in 18 to 25-year-olds was concerning, he says, but they weren't all Texas Tech students. He thinks the students have an incentive to mitigate the spread of coronavirus and will rise to the occasion.
They don't want this place shut down. We cannot control what they do off campus. We can point out the obvious. They're intelligent. They already know that. But in order to deal with that, the leadership will have to come from within.
For Texas Tech Public Media, I'm Sarah Self-Walbrick.